This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
A fresh take on team-based PvP shooters with awesome environmental destruction. This is your IGN review of The Finals by Justin Carice. If there's one genre that lends itself to boom or bust, it's the online shooter. For every success like Call of Duty, Halo, or Apex Legends, it seems like there are at least a dozen other games that have come and gone with barely a spark before they fizzle. With so many good competitive shooters in play, what makes one stand out? After dozens of hours, I'm beginning to see how The Finals answers those questions, with an excellent game show-infused style and a brilliantly destructible playground. If the 1987 movie The Running Man were about gun battles, it would have resembled The Finals. You and two teammates face off against other three-person squads in a virtual game show, vying to see who can be the first to score enough cash before time runs out. The vibrant color palette combines with a pair of live sports play-by-play announcers to give it that over-the-top American Gladiators feel that people in the 80s thought was going to be the future of sports. That strikes a great balance of not taking itself too seriously without making it a total joke or becoming obnoxious. There are currently two main modes. The first, Quick Cash, has each team vying to collect a vault of coins and deposit it at a designated spot on the map, which tends to result in the bloody convergence of all three squads at those points. This really effectively keeps the action going, and because taking over the deposit doesn't reset its progress, rounds move at a steady pace and avoid momentum-killing stalemates altogether. Meanwhile, the Bankit mode focuses a bit more on direct PvP battles, but they also tend to be more scattered. Here, each player carries coins in their virtual pockets, all of which is gathered either from vaults around the map or by eliminating enemies. The on-the-fly strategizing of going for kills 1 second and then needing to deposit your loot before it all goes to waste the next is exciting, and it's pretty fun to eliminate someone right in front of the bank so you can deposit all their coins yourself. Individually, both modes are well designed and generally very fun. The fact that The Finals is limited to just those two options, however, is a red flag. If the player base starts to grow tired of these game types and there aren't any other options, there is a real possibility of people moving on before too long. While I didn't find that to be an issue during my time playing, that does present a potential concern for the long-term health of this community that I hope is addressed with new modes and future updates. There's a solid variety of equipment for you to choose from before each match, and they can have a major impact on the battlefield if used properly. There are standard choices like frag grenades and deployable cover, and those are tried and true options that do what you'd expect, but they hardly stand out when you can instead drop jump pads that launch you high into the air, or goo grenades that can seal large spaces with an expanding foam. Some options are universal, like the pyro grenades, while others are restricted to specific classes, like the medium builds defibrillator that can instantly revive downed teammates. The destructibility of each stage is the real star of The Finals. Sure, you can enter a room from the door or window, but taking the less obvious path of crashing right through the ceiling is a thrilling way to get the drop on unsuspecting teams, and you haven't really played The Finals until you've stolen the vault by blowing a hole in the upper floor and had it drop right in front of you. By the end of a tense match, the battlefield is often littered with debris from entire buildings beginning to collapse. The Finals does a great job standing out from the competitive shooter crowd, thanks to its fast-paced action, excellent environmental destruction, and game show meets squad shooter vibes. The way flying through the battlefield with a grappling hook or Hulk smashing through buildings mixed with its strict objective-based modes is a breath of fresh air. It's a concern that there are only two of those modes right now, and it definitely feels like both in-game balance and overall reward economy need some adjustments. But those are small critiques relative to the outrageous fun and breathtaking spectacle of buildings crumbling around you. The finals IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on the finals, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.